Luke chapter 14. And it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat food on the day of Sabbath, that they watched him. And there was a certain man in front of him which had the dropsy. And Yeshua answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And he took the man and healed him and let him go, and answered them, saying, Which of you shall have a donkey or an ox fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again to these things. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden. And he marked how they chose out the chief room, saying to them, When you are bidden of any man to a wedding, do not sit down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than you be bidden of him. And he that bade you come and him come and say to you, Give this man place, and you began with shame to take the lowest room. But when you are bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, so that when he that bid you to come may say to you, Friend, go up higher. Then shall you have worship in the presence of them that sit at table with you. For whosoever exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. And then he said also to him that bade him, When you make a dinner or a supper, do not call your friends, nor your brothers, neither your kinsmen, nor your rich neighbors, lest they also bid you back again, and recompense be made to you. But when you make a feast, call the poor, and the maimed, and the lame, and the blind, and you shall be blessed, for they cannot recompense you, for you shall be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. And when one of them that sat at table with him heard these things, he said to him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of Yahweh. And then said he to him, A certain man made a great supper, and bid many to come, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for now all things are ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray you have me excused. And another said, I've bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them out. I pray you have me excused. Another said, I've married a wife, and I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his master these things. And the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor, and the maimed, and the lame, and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you have commanded, and yet there is room. And the master said to the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said to them, If any man come to me, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his stake and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, to see whether he has sufficient to finish it? Lest at any time, after he has laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all those that see begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consult to see whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends an ambassador and desires conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that does not forsake all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, with what shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. End of chapter.